And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of January, 2014, New Year's Day. It was on this day, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. It's the birthday of E.M. Forster, born London, 1879, who wrote his five most important novels, including A Room with a View, Howard's End, and A Passage to India, all before he was 40 years old. And it's the birthday of J.D. Salinger, Jerome David Salinger, in New York City, 1919. Started his career writing short stories for Slick magazines, the Saturday Evening Post, Mademoiselle, Good Housekeeping, and so forth. He sent the New Yorker a story called Slight Rebellion Off Madison in 1941, a story about a teenager named Holden Caulfield, and the New Yorker bought it. They did not print it because World War II had begun. Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor, and the story felt too trivial for time of war. Salinger was drafted into the army. He was stationed in England. He was still writing through June of 1943 when he learned he would be deployed in D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. His division hit the beach in the fifth hour of the invasion. For the next several months, Salinger saw some of the bloodiest fighting of the war, including the Battle of the Bulge. Between 50 and 200 soldiers in his division killed or wounded every day. And at the end of the war, he checked into an army hospital in Nuremberg, suffering from a nervous breakdown, spent several months there recuperating. It was after his release from the hospital that he wrote a Holden Caulfield story narrated by Holden Caulfield himself called I'm Crazy, published in Collier's in December 1945. And a year later, the New Yorker finally published Slight Rebellion Off Madison. In 1949, he went to see the editor Robert Giroux. Giroux wrote a tall, sad-looking young man with a long face and deep-set black eyes, walked in saying, "It's not my stories that should be published, but the novel I'm working on about this kid in New York during the Christmas holidays." Giroux liked the novel, but one of his superiors in the company thought the kid seemed too crazy, so they had to turn down The Catcher in the Rye, which was published 1951 by Little Brown. It got mixed reviews. The New York Times did not care for it, but Catcher in the Rye hit the bestseller list after just a couple of weeks, stayed there for 6 months, and went on to sell more than 60 million copies. Salinger died in 2010, 91 years old, after 50 years spent avoiding the public eye as much as possible. And according to a new biography, some of his unpublished work will be released sometime in the next 4 or 5 years. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, A Small Glass of Orange Juice. On a white tablecloth with light blue legs, below, in a hotel restaurant, in a small town in Poland, in 1936, is being contemplated by a man whose Hamburg is tilted at an angle parallel to that of the picture on the wall behind him. A mountain scene with forest below, in which a lone deer has turned to look at us. A poem by Ron Padgett, A Small Glass of Orange Juice, from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.